You know, when we first pulled out of our trade deal with Canada and Mexico, we saw a significant drop in the market, which hurts everyone. It makes us question future decisions. And at that point, you just kind of hope that you had hedges in place and that you'll be able to withstand the lull in the market. And going forward, here in the U.S., we have a very saturated market. Most people are eating as much pork as they're probably going to eat. Granted, I very much so encourage more pork chops and bacon. Realistically, if we want to grow demand, it's going to be through our exports. And Canada, and especially Mexico, are so huge for the destinations, huge destinations for those exports. We'd really like to see those markets available once again so we can help hog prices and just make our lives a little less stressful and make commodity prices more reasonable.
Yeah, and then you segue from the USMCA to the ongoing strife with China. So it is the perfect storm, I guess, for the Mercer County producer too.
Yes, it really is. You know, some of our two biggest destinations, Mexico and China. And then with the shortage of pigs in China because of ASF, you just have to, it's hard. You can't let yourself think, well, what if we had that avenue open tariff-free? Like, what would they be purchasing from us? But all we can do at this point is hope that they do come to a resolution and we can see that market open up once again and we can help fill that gap as they have a shortage of pigs.
Well, and I can't believe it's a situation where you say you're patiently waiting, because there's a lot of things going on right now. And you've been hit with the weather, with the crop situation. I mean, how impatient and how challenging has it been on the local farm? If you can explain that to our listening audience that isn't familiar with kind of the day-to-day operation, especially with what's been going on here for a while now, especially with the trade, but now you factor in the spring weather too.
Yeah, so every day, check the weather. Oh, look, more rain. You know, all you can do is not so patiently wait between hoping that markets improve. I mean, we have seen corn rally a bit here, but just knowing that you're not able to get out there and get work done that needs to be done. It can be challenging at times. Luckily, around the farm, we can keep ourselves busy other ways. We're always feeding all those pigs and taking care of daily tasks on the farm. But other than just staying busy every day, it's a challenge.